want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Eric, and welcome to this January 9th edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we've got an exciting show for you this evening. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to welcome back a previous guest, Sherry Wilcox. And if you recall, Sherry was the lady that we'd brought on that went on her own FEMA camp expedition, and she had discovered that there really are FEMA camps, and she found FEMA coffins, I should say, 50 miles outside of Atlanta. And we're going to have her back on tonight to talk about something that's very personal to her, which is mortgage fraud. And I'll tell you, folks, if you don't understand the mortgage fraud question, because I think most Americans do understand that there's something terribly wrong, but they just really don't know what to stand up and say, this will be the 101 on what's going on with this fraud. And this will all culminate someday, if we don't stand up and stop it, into America basically becoming a feudal society. I think there's a little question about that. And as always, I want to remind everybody that if you can't catch us live on your local radio station, you can always catch us on the internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And so if you didn't know that was available, it's there. And when you log on, simply click the Listen Live button. And I want to remind everybody, too, that it's also now possible to pay $5, $10, or $20 per month for our archives. And that's if you'd like to donate to this great network, RBN, and subscribe at the same time. However, it's still possible to pay the basic premium price of $1.33 per month. And that's $1.33 to get 24/7 access to all the great programming here on RBN. And one more reminder, we have generic RBN business cards available. They're only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or make it easy on yourself. Call with a credit card during business hours, 1-800-724-2719. Well, as we do it this time every week, we're going to welcome our news director, Andy DeRiso, to the air. So without further ado, let's go to Nashville and welcome Annie aboard. Hi, Annie, how are you?
Oh, doing great, Dave. I'm kind of out of breath from all the news this week. It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, you know, we almost need to do a four-hour show just to encapsulate the news, but I think we've got what I would consider to be a public information, a public awareness, and a public service show when we bring on Sherry Wilcox as she tells us what is what with regard to mortgage fraud. And it's far, far worse than I had imagined. Sherry has really opened my eyes as to the depth of the fraud. I guess I should say that I'm not surprised, Annie, but on the other hand, I have to say that I am stunned at how far up this fraud goes. And the Federal Reserve is going to soon be exposed in this fraud, and you'll find out what we mean by that when Sherry joins us. Well, Annie, it's been a real busy week here in Arizona. As you know, Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, was the victim of a planned assassination yesterday morning, late morning in Tucson. Congresswoman Giffords was shot through the head. And I'm happy to say that she has, and appears that she has survived.
Well, we have silence on Dave's end. Everybody out there, you've been watching the news yesterday and today. Yes, she has survived.
And the brain swelling, on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay, there goes Dave again.
Okay, as I was saying... Annie, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, well, no, we're going to go to break. We'll come back. We'll get our technical issues straightened out. And we're going to talk about Jared Loughner and Gabby Giffords and what's rotten in Denmark. Stay tuned, everybody.
Don't
don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show this evening on this January 9th edition. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Sherry Wilcox as we talk about mortgage fraud. And as I said and alluded to in the opening, it's much deeper and much more pervasive than I had originally believed. And joining us on our newsmaker line is our news director, Ms. Annie DiRiso. And Annie and I were just beginning to speak about the tragedy that happened in Tucson. And Annie, what I was saying, and I want to say this by way of disclaimer, all accounts of Congresswoman Giffords is that she's a fine person. I disagree with her politically on her stands regarding the border, health care, and so forth, but I absolutely bear no personal animosity towards her. Talk show host who I'm familiar with here in the Phoenix area speak highly of her character, and our condolences go out to the family and wish for a speedy and complete and full recovery for Congresswoman Giffords. But Andy, there's something here that doesn't smell right. And I know that you kind of share the same feeling, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I just ran across a story on Rants that says, why is Giffords subscribed to Lochner's YouTube? So that's
really? What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he sent a request. I don't know how YouTube works for that. If he sent her a request asking her to, I don't know. I just don't know.
I find that odd, too. But let me tell you what I really find odd. Yesterday, I was packing up, getting ready to go coach my basketball game, and preparing to leave the house around 11:30 local time, and we had the TV on, and on our local affiliate, Channel 3, they came on and had announced that Gabrielle Giffords had been shot point blank in the head and was presumed dead. Later they came on and said she was confirmed dead. This was also reported on CNN and Fox. Folks, I heard this with my own ears. And then I'm driving into the college and listening to our local affiliate, Clear Channel station, KFY Radio, and they had confirmed her death. In fact, they went so far as to have a talk show host on from Tucson, and they both were speaking about Congresswoman Giffords in the past tense. And Annie, the feeling that this left me with is unremarkable. As we arrived at our location to play our game, I received a text alert from KFY Radio. Let me just say it like this. And what they basically said was, she's been shot in the head, but she's expected to survive. And I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, I just told everybody here in this van that she was dead. So which is it? And to me, this smells like, it feels like, the Australian newspaper accounts of JFK's assassination, in which those newspaper accounts, as we know, ran hours before the actual shooting. So, you know, Annie, there's something here that just doesn't ring true. And then, I don't know, Annie, did you happen to catch any of the interviews today with Pima County Sheriff, who happens to be a Democrat, Clarence Dupnick?
Oh, yes. Blame it all on the talk show host.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He comes on, and Fox News was interviewing him, and they were attempting to just get actual information about the accused assassin, factual information about his criminal background. Instead, he launched into an attack about prejudiced and bigoted talk show hosts. And he went on, and basically he labeled and blamed the act of this assassination. Let's put it this way. They said he was, quote, blaming vitriolic radio and TV hosts. Congresswoman Giffords had her differences of opinion on a large part of her constituency with health care and the border, and so therefore he went on a tirade about TV and radio talk show hosts. And Annie, you know, show me any host anywhere in this country, liberal or conservative or apolitical, who are advocating for the assassination of any public official, particularly the one serving in Congress.
Well, I don't know. From what I understand, there are talk show hosts out there. I've never heard them. I don't listen to them, who do advocate overthrow and who are very bigoted and, you know, do stir up the public. Those are the sour grapes. Those are the bad apples. But everybody, every talk show host who talks a conservative issue or a constitutional issue is being lumped in with the same ugly batch.
Well, that would be you and I, because we are, as this listening audience is well aware, in favor of the Constitution being the guiding document from which all legal decisions should emanate. Having said that, in no way, shape, or form would I or you or anyone else connected with RBN think that this is a permissible act. And what I find interesting, too, is let's go to the perpetrator of this crime, Jared Lee Loughner. Interesting.
How come all assassins' middle names are Lee?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
being painted now in the interviews I've seen today as the traditional lone nut gunman assassin, with a diary or personal paperwork which states his lethal intentions towards his intended target. Now, folks, let me remind you, this was exactly the same thing that ran with JFK, lone nut assassin with a diary, RFK, lone nut assassin with a diary, and Martin Luther King, lone nut assassin with a diary. Now, if Loughner is a lone nut assassin, then how was it that they saw him walking up with a John Doe number 2, and this person flees the scene, and then we hear from the sheriff, oh, we interviewed him and we're fine with everything. Why was he running from the scene? I don't know. His answer is maybe he didn't want to get shot. But I certainly think that they wouldn't be able to determine in this short of time that this person was no threat or had any intended harmful intentions towards Congresswoman Gifford and the other six victims, actually 18 victims that six people killed fatally. And so which is it? Is this guy a lone nut assassin? Okay? Or is it the fault of the talk show host? It seems to me that the powers that be here can't get their stories straight.
Well, the handlers know how to keep a low profile and stay out of the way after the shots are fired.
Yeah, and Annie, as you know, I'm the proud father of a 10-year-old boy. And I think one of the most difficult moments I had in dealing with this tragedy, and I have thought of really little else since it's happened. My heart goes out to the six victims' families, but in particular the family of Christina Green, a 9-year-old girl who was just elected to her school city council. I saw the interview today with John Green, her father, and one father to another. I can't even imagine the absolute terror and horror that's ripping through that family. And little boy just missed being there as well. She just simply wanted to go to see how democracy worked, and their little boy, fortunately, karate lessons, the mother to karate class. And father said that he arrived at the hospital, the mother and the son were already there and had already been told. And as a father, this really hit me the hardest. Certainly a prominent federal judge was assassinated as well, and other victims as well. But this is the one that hit me the hardest. But one of the more remarkable things that I thought that John Green, the father, said in his absolute terror-stricken moment of grief. He said, quote, "We don't need any more restrictions on our society. So, traveling since 9/11 has been a nightmare." And I thought, what a presence of mind for him to even be able to reflect on constitutional values and personal liberties at such a horrendous time for his family. I nearly fell off my chair when I heard him speak those words. And I think these are words that will certainly be echoed in the upcoming months and years. But I don't want to say too much here, but except express my condolences to the family. And that part for me was the most difficult part emotionally to deal with. And certainly the other part of it was, I don't want to live in a banana republic where we assassinate our leaders because we disagree with their opinions. And I certainly think that this sheriff in Pima County should be censored and punished and possibly even removed from office for his unwarranted attack on free speech in the media. Isn't this just convenient timing, Annie, given the fact the FCC is attempting to control free speech on the Internet, control free speech on talk shows? A little too convenient, isn't it?
The free speech, gun control, the military, the border, I mean, this could hit us, backfire on us from so many different directions.
I mean, if this guy's a lone nut assassin, emphasis on the word nut, they had an FBI official on today who said this man was paranoid delusional. Okay. And these are the actions of a man who's mentally unstable, and talk shows have nothing to do with it. But then again, too, they name an alleged accomplice only to say, well, it's all been cleaned up now. Doesn't this remind you a little bit? Remember when Timothy McVeigh was making his getaway, and the CNN bulletins and the bulletins put out by the Oklahoma State Highway Patrol were saying, look for John Doe number 2. You remember that, Annie?
You know, the handler, the secondary person, I mean, it's always like the black box. They disappear.
Yeah. You know, the Oklahoma City bombing, one of the things I recall seeing, and occasionally I'll come across people here in the Phoenix area who know the same thing, saw the same thing that I saw. And our local NBC affiliate, Channel 12, on the evening that this happened, they actually played a grainy tape, a videotape from a bar, in which a few days earlier, Timothy McVeigh was meeting with a man of Middle Eastern extraction. And if you recall, John Doe number 2 was described as a man of Middle Eastern extraction. Anyway, we'll continue this when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody, more on this terrible tragedy in Tucson.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show on this January 9th, 2011. Happy New Year to everybody. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Miss Annie DeRiso. We've been talking about the tragedy in Tucson with the attempted assassination and the death. Assassination, I should say, of Gabrielle Giffords and the death of six other Tucsonians. And Annie, you know, doesn't this just kind of remind you of what the history books say about 1968?
1968?
Yeah.
Refresh my memory.
Martin Luther King. You know, that's what this puts me in the mind of. And I just wonder, you know, Gerald Celente likes to say that when people lose everything, they lose it. And you just have to wonder, is this a portent of things to come? I certainly hope it isn't. And I would appeal for calm. Certainly, Annie, as you know, I do believe that Americans should exercise their Second Amendment right because there are some very, shall we say, less than constitutional things going on. But exercising your Second Amendment right doesn't mean going out and murdering innocent men and women.
No, it hurts too many innocents.
You know, Annie, there's another issue that I wanted to get to. What do you make of the John Wheeler assassination? And I think that's the best word for it.
Well, you can add him to the murdered microbiologist list as far as I'm concerned.
It does look suspicious, doesn't it? I mean, clearly it was a hit. You don't dump a robbery victim in a landfill. The thing about Wheeler is, you know, being an educator, I do appreciate education, and he was a Yale Law School graduate, served his country with distinction in the defense industry, He was a special assistant to the Secretary of the Air Force in the last George W. Bush administration. He had campaigned to return ROTC to Ivy League campuses. I mean, this was just an all-around good guy. And for this guy being dumped in the landfill, do you know what the authorities are saying? They're blaming the possible hit on a land quarrel he was having with neighbors. Well, then, why aren't these neighbors arrested? Why aren't they people of interest? It's kind of like fireworks and the dead birds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The explanation absolutely makes no sense. And so I do agree with you, Annie, that to me that does look, feel, and smell a lot like the dead microbiologist that we covered here on our November 14th show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, anything else going on in the news that our listening audience should be made aware of?
Well, how come we have another missile going up off of the Gulf, Padre Island, down off of the Texas coast, and the U.S. military says it's not theirs? Nobody says if it was Chinese. Nobody knows. Nobody can pinpoint exactly where it came from. I'm sure they can, but they won't tell us. I mean, is this another China flipping us the bird, or is it a part of the red flag? You know, who knows what's going on? But there was another missile.
Excellent point, Annie, but, you know, I don't know that we'll ever know. My guess is,
right.
In absence of confirming information, usually your best guess is the simplest explanation. And the simplest explanation, we know about Operation Red Flag and the military exercises, five-year war games that are commencing off every coastline, and I would say that's probably your best bet.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think we're just seeing the beginning of this. The Chinese... Okay, I could see one act of provocation, like the North Koreans did. What do they gain by a second act of provocation in a different part of the country? I don't see that as a logical explanation. And if missile number two is not connected to the Chinese, then by association, I would say missile number one is not connected either. So I rule out the Chinese in my mind.
Well, then that leaves us with what, red flag?
That would be my guess. That would clearly be my guess. Got something from a listener I want to run by you. We might have to carry this over because this links into Sherry Wilcox is our guest tonight, links into her area of interest. Got an email from one of our listeners where it said, "Hey, Dave, I find it interesting that FEMA will have a drill in May of 2011 for a potential earthquake on the New Madrid Fault Zone line. It's funny to see that most of the birds and the dead fish have been found in and around this area." I agree. So I went and checked this out, and sure enough, one of our listeners is absolutely correct on this point, Annie. And
triangulates out, too.
Well, what this puts me in the mind of here is 9/11, stand
mm-hmm.
down for the infamous exercises in which the enemies will use airplanes to use as missiles and tall buildings, and the London subway bombing that was also part and parcel to it. Defense drill for the same thing. You got to wonder what's going to happen on the New Madrid Fault Line in May of 2011. And I want to get that out there because certainly if that happens, I think we can put this beyond the realm of coincidence.
It's a strange one, another strange one. All we have is a big book of mysteries.
It really is. This is, you know, it's been a while since we've seen this many, shall we say, unique news items. And we got one more we can try to squeeze in before the break. What do you have on the birds and Project HARP and the interconnection with these birds dying all over the planet? And realize we're right up against the break.
Well, they could be connecting the HARP grid of the 72 different HARP facilities around the world. It could be fine-tuning. I don't know. It's just off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, interesting speculation. I'm certainly sure this bird issue will still be with us next week, and we'll come back to it if need be. Stay tuned, everybody. Sherry Wilcox will join us on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Still joining us is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And Annie, you own a home, don't you?
Own a home?
Yeah, do you own a home?
Yes, I thought you were going to say they keep trying to take us down. Not right now.
Okay, you have owned
a home.
Taking
care of
my mother, correct?
Yes, yes.
Well, I own two of them, and after reviewing our next guest materials, shall we say, I'm a little more than concerned. And folks, if you suspect something is not right with our mortgage industry, our home industry, you're right. And as I alluded to earlier, most Americans know something is terribly wrong. They just don't know what, so they don't know what to stand up and say. I'd like you to look at this show tonight as a 101 for home mortgages, and we're going to spend the bulk of our time talking about that, as our special guest this evening is Sherry Wilcox. And you may recall that Sherry was featured on the show we did late last year when her private activities such as home remodeling, fighting against mortgage fraud, storing food, going camping with her daughter came to the attention of her state CPS, and they questioned both her and her daughter, and the excerpts of those interviews are on Sherry's blog that she'll tell you about when she joins us. And they were implying possible neglect issues with regard to how Sherry was raising her daughter. And if you also recall, in that same interview, Sherry told us how she went out on a quest to find FEMA camps, but instead came across the Georgia Guidestones as well as tens of thousands of FEMA coffins located in a rural area about 50 miles outside of Atlanta. And I found that to just be a stunning revelation. I just was so impressed with the fact that
she was able to find those coffins. And, you know, it still leaves the unanswered question, who are they for and how they're going to be implemented? Well, lately, Sherry has been receiving a lot of attention, largely due to her efforts in fighting mortgage fraud. In fact, I'm going to let her tell you as much as she's allowed to say about her suit against Goldman Sachs, Lytton Loan, and MERS. And so without further ado, let's go to Annie's home state, which is also Sherry's home state, Tennessee, and welcome Sherry Wilcox back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Sherry, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Annie. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. It's great to have you back.
Oh, thank you for asking me back. And hopefully tonight people will be able to understand more about the mortgage fraud and also stand up.
Yes, well, I have done a lot of legwork on this, and certainly you're not going to find clear answers in the mainstream media. They're certainly not going to bite the hand that feeds them because, you know, the people calling the shots on this at the very top are the same puppet masters that control the media. So we're not going to be able to go there. But before we go to mortgage fraud tonight, I just wanted to follow up with you. Is your ordeal with Child Protective Services done? Is that over?
Well, I've never heard back from them. I've never heard back from them. So I assume it is. You know, I would hope at least I'm more aware of what my rights are now if they ever do show back up on the door because of all the people that have responded to the story and letting me and everyone else know that you do not have to let them in. They need a warrant. In that respect, it's great in the way of finding out what rights are that I was not aware of before, you know.
Well, I think the one thing that really rang true here is that I think we generated enough attention that those CPS workers felt that they stuck their hand inside a hornet's nest.
Well, you know, after that, a reader that had sent me information about his CPS story that just happened, weeks before that I briefly mentioned, I just posted it that day, that he, CPS visited him because he feeds his kids organic food, doesn't allow them to drink tap water, and has a bug out bag. And he lives in a big city. And, literally, that's why a CPS worker came. And that's what's just bizarre. Just like my situation, I mean, it was bizarre, the questions. There was no actual abuse questions. It was just, do you have solar panels, alternative energy, where do you go camping, where do you go hiking? It was just all bizarre. And his story is really bizarre. So you feed your kids healthy food, and now they're going to come and question you.
Well, I thought that Michelle Obama, the first lady, would welcome news like this.
You would think so, but the problem is with that in the way of her program, it's by taxing people, by adding a lot of taxes onto people to be able to pay for the program. And so, you know, if you're going to do a program from the government, they got to get a lot of money from you for it.
Exactly.
So
the government's version of Jenny Craig.
If we're doing it on our own, that's not good. They're not getting money from us.
Yeah. Silly me. I should have realized that's the progressive, democratic, liberal way.
Hey, can I mention one thing what you guys were talking about? And I just want to mention this briefly. The birds dying and the pattern. I've noticed that, and there is a pattern. By the way, I have looked at the maps, and this is just from my view. There's a pattern, okay? Others might see it differently. Because it's Tennessee, and then you see how it reaches up just above Tennessee and then goes back down, and it's kind of a horseshoe shape. What does that remind you of?
I'm going to have to defer to Annie.
Weather patterns, as the systems, just like the snow we're about to get, that is coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, It is the weather pattern in the way of the Gulf of Mexico moisture of rain or when the weather comes up from the Gulf of Mexico. If you look, it matches the normal perfect Gulf of Mexico moisture. And what is in that Gulf of Mexico water?
Let me guess, Corexant?
Oh, yeah, besides that, they're that bacteria, that synthetic-created bacteria that's eating through steel and everything now down there.
So you're saying, you know, Andy, we got to persist with this. She may have something here, but just a second. Let me ask this question. I want to make sure I'm hearing this correctly. You are of the opinion that these birds that fell from the sky fell in a pattern that's uniquely are very similar to the topographical weather patterns that come out of the Gulf. Am I hearing that right?
You're hearing it correct.
My goodness. Take a look around the world. We're going to have to look into this.
Take a look around the world. Well, yes, there are some things happening around the world. But that the biggest pattern when you look, now, what are their patterns? I don't know the patterns of where the Gulf Stream comes and to then where the waves or the moisture comes from certain areas. But we've had that Gulf Stream, and by this time, it would have gotten pretty dang far, a lot of the stuff that they were dumping in it, right? Plus, that leak was actually happening starting February. There was leakage around. So who knows how long they'd actually been dumping chemicals in there. But they created that bacteria, and the bacteria is now being shown, you know, of course you'll not hear about it on the media, but showing to eating through steel. So what's going to happen with all those platforms down there, or all those already plugged oil wells? But the pattern in the U.S., just take a look at the map. I've seen a few maps online, and it really fits perfectly. You'll see it goes up. It starts around the whole Texas, goes up above Tennessee, that area, and then comes back down. To me, it matches when I see weather coming up from the Gulf. It matches how the weather comes up.
Yeah, you may have your next news assignment.
Just something to think about, and someone much more qualified than me possibly take a look at that.
I want to thank you for bringing this up, because let me digress just for a moment before we jump right into the mortgage fraud. But we're doing a show on later this month on the Gulf, and I have to tell you, guys, that I've been talking to people on the ground, and I'm not talking agency heads. I'm not talking to any official governmental authorities. I don't want the standard line. I've been talking to people on the ground, the shrimp fishermen, their wives, some community activists that have had enough of BP's duplicity and FEMA's assistance with that duplicity. And guys, I'm telling you, this is not over. We haven't even seen the worst days yet, and BP is moving out. They're abandoning these people. And President Obama is telling everyone, well, look, everything is just fine. So I want to thank you for bringing that up. And just one more thing for us to look at in terms of this immense tragedy that's gone on down there.
Right, and it would make sense regarding the water and the birds. Fish and birds.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, Annie, didn't the thought occur to you, too, as well, that when these birds start falling from the sky, that perhaps it was something noxious, poisonous?
Yes, but what I wondered at that point is, why do we not get health reports? of humans breathing it.
Hey, we get inflation reports where they don't even count food and gas. So, would it really matter what they would say?
I know.
But the reports of this is the best. Sorry, I know we're getting so off topic. But the report of the spending of the how much people spent for Christmas, that included gas that had gone up really high. So they included the gas to be part of all the spending of how, the economy's great. Look how much people have spent this year. Yeah, they threw everything in the kitchen sink in it
to say that people are spending. So it's funny, the inflation, they take it out, but to add for the spending, they put it in.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the government unemployment figures. I mean, I love how they jump up and down in Washington this week and say, hey, look at the unemployment rate's down to 9.4%. Isn't that great? Well, yeah, let's mention the fact that you're not counting people that are off the welfare rolls, that are not receiving unemployment compensation any longer. And if you have a license to do anything, you're counted as being employed whether you are or not. So you can't believe
the
darn thing.
And the biggest contractor of new jobs is the government.
Yeah. Yep. Biggest pay raises and biggest income of the government, too. What was it? Gosh. Some of them, the pay of people over 100,000, went 1,000 times more for the federal government of federal workers last year?
Yeah, phenomenally unwarranted, phenomenally corrupt is the only way to put it. And then they wonder why vitriolic talk show hosts like me use the word fascism to describe these practices.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that or not in the first segment, Sherry, when we were talking about the tragedy in Tucson regarding the multiple deaths down there, including the attempted assassination of Congresswoman Giffords, that the Pima County Sheriff, an admitted Democrat, came on, and he blamed these actions on vitriolic talk show hosts like myself.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, it's so sad that, first of all, someone is... So, and you mentioned Gerald Celente has gotten so frustrated or whatever, or mentally, mental problems to go to that extreme. That is not the way it should be done.
No, if I'm going to come on the air, and Andy is my partner in this, and if we're going to come on the air each week and espouse constitutional values and criticize our government officials for not following the Constitution, I don't think any talk show host who advocates for this can certainly look at this action and say this is acceptable. It's unacceptable. It's barbaric. And I think the full weight of the law should come down on who's responsible. But equally irresponsible is using this as a political platform to go after free speech on radio shows like this.
Right. Plus, after gun control, Carolyn McCarthy is readying a bill to go in tomorrow morning for gun control. To introduce into the Senate, I mean, into the Congress. Yeah.
Free speech control, gun control, population control, FEMA coffins, anyway, let's go to mortgage fraud.
Okay.
It's your contention, and it's more than your contention, it's really begun to consume your life because you're a participant in this, that there is mortgage fraud.
Yes.
And lay it out in simple terms, realizing that I think most of America doesn't fully understand the extent of the fraud or who's involved. So, first of all, what's the objective of the fraud? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, people have heard is paperwork irregularities and robo signers and the notaries that the signatures are all different. Okay, that's what people think the fraud is about. But
yes.
Why do you have paperwork irregularities? If somebody asks, well, why are there paperwork irregularities? It's because the whole mirrors is based on fraud at the base, the very start of mirrors is fraud. So from there to foreclose on anyone, they have to try to keep covering up the fraud to be able to foreclose.
Well,
and
help me understand this?
Okay.
And we got just a moment before the break, so we may have to continue this on the other side, but what I'm wondering is, how is it fraud? Are you saying the original note that was originally held by the mortgage company or bank has been misplaced, lost, because it's been transferred so many times and no one can produce the lender's note?
Okay, it's not that. Okay, the note has been separated from the deed. When you have a separated note from deed, you don't have the owner holding the note. The deed of trust or the deed is what is the commitment of the mortgage, and then you have a separation. How it starts, and this is where it gets into which the mortgage-backed securities, it actually starts there. Wall Street banks had gotten together about 15 years ago and thought, hey, let's save billions more dollars. How it starts is with one mortgage, they will package that in what you call a bond. There will be 5,000 different mortgages in a bond. And what they're supposed to do is have Moody rates the bonds in the way of, okay, you have these mortgages and these people make $100,000 a year and they only bought a $40,000 house. Or, you know, I'm giving you an extreme example here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great creditors. Their score is this AAA mortgage bond.
So you're saying, and this would be our last question, yes or no, is Moody's complicit in this as well?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to continue this on the other side. Stay tuned, everybody, after a word from these sponsors. More with Sherry Wilcox.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Americans supposedly have the right to feel safe and secure in their homes, but joining us this evening has become what I call an unofficial mortgage expert. Probably not too long will she be unofficial, is Sherry Wilcox, and she's telling us all the things that are wrong with the mortgage industry. That would be a real long show, so we'll show you most of the things that are wrong with the mortgage industry. And Sherry, as we were going to the break, I asked you a yes or no question about Moody's ratings. So what you're saying by default here is that this is a conspiracy involving the banks, involving their holding company, MERS, and even the Moody's who rates these bonds that the mortgages are packaged in. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely, yeah. And that was proven last year in the way of with the Abacus, the Goldman Sachs, how those emails were uncovered, and then they had to, the guy had to go in front of Congress, and he had put, he was selling these emails and had Moody triple A rate them of the bonds of mortgages, and another part of Goldman Sachs shorted them. Well, part of that just to, is this last week, somebody said they have the evidence that Paulson of Goldman Sachs had said they were, this Abacus was sold on the fact that Paulson was going to invest $50 million into it himself.
Yeah, well, his own money, right?
Right, of his own money.
Let me guess. And I bet that didn't happen, did it?
Well, no, it didn't. And in fact, what the evidence is going to, what this person has supposedly, is evidence that he was using his own money, that amount, to short them because they knew they were junk. And that's why SEC, they were fined only, what, $500 million for that in the way of the fraud on it.
Drop in the bucket, so, isn't it? Isn't it a drop in the bucket fine?
Yeah, that's a drop in the bucket, especially with the billions they get from the government. They're backed. I mean, they're all. So the mortgage-backed security, so Abacus, that whole Goldman Sachs thing that they had with the SEC last year, was that was a mortgage-backed security bond that they were selling. Now, the thing is, with this whole MERS was created, the Wall Street banks have been able to do fraud on various angles with it. First, each mortgage might be in 20 different bonds. Literally, they're only supposed to put one mortgage in one bond.
So this is sounds like the future derivatives, where you trade one bubble on top of another bubble until basically 90% of your value is nothing but imagination.
Correct. And so that's why do you think the New York Fed, PIMCO, all of them, and all the different pension plan managers are saying, we want our money back from Bank of America in the way of the MBS securities that we've put in. And so that's a problem right now, and I understand, you know, now foreign countries. That's, the whole bailouts were about the mortgage-backed securities and the fraud, and that's why you also see when those trillions have come out that the Fed had the money, trillions had been given to foreign entities and banks, is because it was covering up. They knew about the fraud, and they're paying them off.
They knew about the fraud when the bailout came. Boy, this is becoming more clear, more criminal, and more curious. And we'll continue with this after our top of the hour break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Sherry Wilcox on these stunning revelations after a word from our sponsors.